For all you deplorables out there, I've put together a special Christmas package for just $19.99. It includes my book, What Really Happened, which has been endorsed by President Trump, and a deplorable t-shirt. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. Merry Christmas!
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Would you agree that the FISA court was also given false information by the FBI?
I think that's fair.
I have total confidence that the FISA process was followed. I think the notion that FISA was abused here is nonsense.
Gross negligence. Or they intended to do it. They intended to lie to the FISA court.
As director, you are responsible for this. I was responsible for this. And if I were still there, I'd be doing what Chris Wray is doing, is figuring out, so how did this happen? And is it systemic?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Sometimes it's better late than never, and sometimes it's just too damn late. And in this case, Comey is about 2 years too late.
I was overconfident in those, because he's right. There was real sloppiness. 17 things that either should have been in the applications or at least discussed and characterized differently. It was not acceptable. And so he's right. I was wrong.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Well, maybe it turns upon how we understand the word. Yeah, I think you're mischaracterizing both what the FBI knew and what Mr. Horowitz says in his report. I mean, there's a number of tricky things to that. Yeah, that's not the way it works, though.
Sniveling, obsequious weasel of a human being.
But the American people, especially your viewers, need to realize they were given false information about the FBI. It's honest, it is not political, it is flawed.
Unchained and unstoppable.
On July 5th, 2016, at the end of James Comey's news conference where he exonerated Hillary Clinton in the email server scandal, I declared him to be a dirty cop. Nothing proved it more than his interview yesterday with Chris Wallace.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
A dirty cop. Unfortunately, Joe DiGenova will not be with us today. He'll be with us on Wednesday. He's on a plane right now, but that was what he said earlier this morning on WMAL in Washington, D.C. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. I'm back in the Arctic climes again for a week visiting. We got all the VIPs are here. We're going to have VIPs every day. Welcome, VIPs. You're going to have good, you have good food, all kinds of good stuff, and my super beats finally came in, so you're gonna have some nice super beats today too, if you want them. 844-500-4242. That is the toll free number of the Howie Carr Show. And if you ever get dragged into court charged with robbing a bank or having a trunk load of fentanyl in stopped by the cops or try any kind of horrible crime, just how do you plead guilty or not guilty? Sloppiness. That's all you got to do. It was just sloppiness. How bad is that guy? I was thinking about making the poll question. Who's a worse FBI director or a more disgraceful FBI director, J. Edgar Hoover or James Comey? But then I figured, Comey is of the present. Whereas we've all put Hoover in the rearview mirror. So that's not a good question. So I think we got a different question for you. 917, I'm now comforted to know the FBI is stupid, not corrupt. That was one of our poll questions last week. Is the FBI more stupid or more incompetent or more corrupt? And it's both, obviously. But the more you read of this report, Rush was talking about this today. He said the report came out a week ago, and you don't want to keep going over the old news, But it's the thing was over 400 pages. It takes time to digest it, and then you have these people coming on and defending it, and it really is indefensible. Somebody used to work here in Boston, now in San Francisco, Deb Saunders. She said on CNN they were saying that Bill Barr's criticisms of the FBI could have a chilling effect on the agencies. And Deb Saunders said, and I think I agree, after reading that report, I don't want a chilling effect on him. I want him in a deep freeze. You know, I don't want him coming after me or anybody else. And it's just, it is so, so disgraceful. 844-500-4242. Grace was saying earlier today, though, what does it tell you about Chris Wallace that not only James Comey wanted to come on and defend himself on Chris Wallace's show, but also Adam Schiff. I mean, I don't think that speaks well for your journalistic chops. Although, you know, Chris Wallace, he did okay. I mean, and Comey wasn't going to go on with any hard-hitting people, that's for sure. I mean, he just couldn't, he couldn't handle it. I mean, the guy is just such a fraud. I mean, it's breathtaking. Both he and Schiff. I mean, Schiff, if you were, you know, handling intake at some kind of treatment facility or just an insane asylum. Can you say that word anymore? Insane asylum? I don't know if you can. I don't, that may be.
How dare you?
But you'd be saying to yourself, that guy's eyes are really weird. When I'm down in Florida, I don't have a TV in the office, but the next office over is John Cardello. And sometimes I go over and he has this HD TV and I sit there and watch it with him. I'm telling you, you don't want to watch Adam Schiff on an HD TV. It's kind of scary. It's those eyes, you know? I mean, they're Village of the Damned eyes. And the thing is too, it's one of these weird, it's psycho. I don't know. It's beyond sociopathic. I think it's psychopathic. Everything he accuses Trump of, everything he accuses Republicans of doing, he's doing it himself. Only many times worse. Now Schumer's doing, Schumer, we want to have a fair trial. Right. They want to have a fair trial in the Senate. They're going to bring in witnesses that Nadler and Schiff couldn't be bothered interviewing, but they're going to have a fair trial. I'm more convinced than ever now that there's no need for a trial, that this is just the instincts of Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell. I know they're swamp creatures and they have hack tendencies, but I think in this case, their instincts are correct, that there's no point in this. You know what? You know why there's no point in having a trial? It doesn't matter what the evidence is. I mean, we saw that last week with the Inspector General's report, FBI cleared of bias. And now it becomes increasingly clear with each day that goes by and as you dig deeper and deeper into it and you read more and more stories about it, the FBI is at an all-time low level. As I said, they've become the secret police, the Ku Klux Klan, what the Ku Klux Klan was for the Democrat Party in the 19th and 20th centuries. That's what the FBI is now. And yet the mainstream media was clearing them. Gordon Sondland.
The Ku Klux Klan.
Gordon Sondland said there was no quid pro quo. What did the headline say? Sondland, there was a quid pro quo, right? So it doesn't matter what Mulvaney says or any of these other witnesses, fact witnesses, that the very ethical Chuck Schumer wants to bring in. It's going to, that's it. It's Trump did everything that we're accusing him of. 844-500-4242. We're going to take a lot of calls here and we got a lot planned for the day and later in the day, last hour, they're going to unveil their plan for a second tax on gasoline tomorrow to save the polar bears. Unless, of course, the press conference on global warming is canceled due to the impending snowstorm. The impending autumn snowstorm, because it's still fall. 844-500-4242. Someone says, does this mean Biff will be on standby for the snowacopalypse tomorrow? Yes, I believe he will be. Yes. Someone says, I have more respect for J. Edgar Hoover and he wore a dress. That was a rumor. Okay. That's all it was a rumor. 844-500-4242. 42. Number four, let's play well, I guess the first word is, remember when Clinton said, it all depends on what your what the meaning of the word is. And then, as I said on Sunday, you know, when they announced that the temporary emergency tax increase of 1989 was finally going to be ended, I said, I guess it all depends on the meaning of the word temporary and emergency. But now we have a new dueling definitions question. Vindication. Cut four.
The IG says you should feel no vindication.
Well, maybe it turns upon how we understand the word. What I mean is that the FBI was accused of treason, of illegal spying, of tapping Mr. Trump's wires illegally, of opening an investigation without justification, of being a criminal conspiracy to defeat and then unseat a president. All of that was nonsense. I think it's really important that the Inspector General looked at that and that the American people, your viewers and all viewers, understand that's true. But he also found things that we were never accused of, which is real sloppiness. And that's concerning, as I've said all along, has to be focused on. If I were director, I'd be very concerned about it and diving into it.
If you were sitting in a grand jury and I was the foreman or the prosecutor, I'd say, Mr. Comey, I'm going to remind you here that you're under oath. Would you like to correct your testimony here at this point? So I think, you know, so at one point, Wallace brings up the fact that this guy Kleinsmith, this is the lawyer with the goatee who texted out Vive la Resistance after the election and said, they're gonna do away with Obamacare. I hope so. This is the guy who got the email from the CIA saying Carter Page is a reliable source, and he changed it to Carter Page is not a source. You know how Comey eerily described it as this business with the lawyer changing some email. Eerily.
This business of the lawyer changes some email. Forget about it. Not a big deal.
An email to a partner on the team. Would that be the judge in the FISA case? He's a partner on the team. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. By the way, I would like to thank everybody who's been delivering gifts to me today. I felt like returning here, I felt like Alaric, the king of the Visigoths, entering Rome in AD 410, looting the place. There's so much great stuff in here. And I'd like to thank particularly Bob Maines. He sent us this from Matthews Brothers. He sent us a giant gift basket. I took all the crackers, and there was candy and nuts and all kinds of stuff. Thank you very much, Bob, and thanks to everybody at Matthews Brothers for that. Thanks to everybody else who sent us stuff. We got all kinds of great gifts. We appreciate it. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
If you change the station, the Moonbats win. You're listening to the Howie Carr Show.
Hi, this is Cindy from Osterville, Massachusetts.
This is Brett Rock from Dunstable, Massachusetts.
This is Amy in Lisbon Falls, Maine, and this is the Howie Carr Show.
I think this morning Comey admitted he was wrong. Sometimes, Maria, it's better late than never, and sometimes it's just too damn late. And in this case, Comey is about 2 years too late. We could have used his objectivity. We could have used him as a head of the FBI helping Republicans figure out what was happening with FISA instead of thwarting us and obstructing us.
Break-in spike every single year during the holidays. Fortunately, right now, Simply Safe is offering a huge discount on home security systems and a free security camera with your order. For a limited time, go to simplysafehowie.com to take advantage of this offer. simplysafehowie.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who is shiftier, Adam Schiff or James Comey?
I thought about this. I'm going to vote for Comey because Comey is an unelected bureaucrat. I mean, Schiff is a slimy legislator, but he's only one of 435 or 535, depending on how you want to count it, slimy legislators. I mean, I'd say Comey is more dangerous. I'm voting for Comey.
38% say Comey is the shiftier of the two.
You may have prejudiced the answers by using the word shifty, you know, shift, get it.
Comey seemed pretty shifty in that interview.
Pretty shifty? Yeah. I mean, how about slithery? How about just, 844-500-4242. Someone said 207. Did you notice the resemblance between Schiff and the farmer from the American Gothic painting? Except the guy in the American Gothic painting is better looking. He's a more attractive figure. 844-500-4242. I wanted to play a couple more sound cuts here before we take some calls. Comey is now he's now gone from the how dare you defense, the Greta Thunberg defense, to the what me? I know nothing. He's moved into he's Sergeant Schultz. He's Sergeant Schultz. Cut eight.
Did you know all of this?
All of what?
Everything that we're talking about here. Did you know that in fact the Steele report was the key for probable cause? Did you know that the FBI had talked to the Russian contact and he said what Steele said he had told him was not true? Did you know this? You're the FBI director.
First, again, the report will speak for itself. I don't believe the FBI concluded that Steele's reporting was bunk after talking to a subsource. But no, I didn't. As the director, you're not kept informed on the details of an investigation?
No, he just made it up. Some of it, the guy told him, was just drunk barroom talk. And then when that didn't go far enough, Steele just made stuff up. But other than that, it was totally corroborated.
As the director, you're not kept informed on the details of an investigation. So no, in general, I didn't know what they'd learned from the subsource. I didn't know the particulars of the investigation.
But this isn't some investigation, sir. This is an investigation of the campaign of the man who is the president of the United States. You've just been through a firestorm investigating Hillary Clinton. I would think if I were in your position, I would have been on that, like a junkyard.
Like stink on you know what? Go ahead.
Dog, I would have wanted to know everything they were doing in investigating the Trump campaign.
Yeah, that's not the way it works, though. As a director sitting on top of an organization of 38,000 people, you can't run an investigation that's seven layers below you. You have to leave it to the career professionals.
Not four, five, six, seven layers. Seven layers beneath them. But amazingly, a year ago, he knew that everything was on the level. That everything, you can't say kosher anymore. Can you say halal? Everything was halal in the investigation. Cut two.
Total confidence that the FISA process was followed and that the entire case was handled in a thoughtful, responsible way by DOJ and the FBI. I think the notion that FISA was abused here is nonsense.
How the hell do you know? That was seven layers below you. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We're going to do a lot of, we got VIPs in every day this week, and we also have some cheap bastard deals. So let's play the music. Lots of cheap bastard deals going on here. It's Howie Carr's. Here we go.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr, the cheapest bastard around.
All right. Well, you know how tough it is to get into Boston now. It's the traffic is a nightmare. There are all kinds of costs involved, and if you get a hotel room, they got all kinds of different taxes, the hotel motel tax, because it's only going to hit tourists, unless, of course, you live in the town and you have to rent a room for your in-laws or something. But anyway, so today our cheap bastard deal is with the Adams Pub and the Best Western Adams Inn Hotel and Waterfront Event Center in Quincy. And it's a these are great gift certificates. You can use them for the pub, which is a great place. You know, it's particularly great. You can save them for the summer when. But Paul Vacosa is here. He's the operations manager. He can explain to you what you get here. These are $125 gift certificates to the Adams Pub for $62.50. So that's a hell of a deal. That's a lot of meals at the Adams Pub. So, Paul, what do you offer at the Adams Pub and the Best Western?
Well, first of all, Howie, I'd like to say thank you very much for having me on. I've been listening to you since I was 13 years old. I'm 42 now. So
thanks for making me old.
And
I take it better than Jerry Williams used to take it. He would grimace and groan and moan.
Sir, I'd like to tell you that I'm a long time listener, long time caller, and I'm proud to say that to you.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you, I appreciate that.
The Adams Inn's great place. It really is an iconic place if you're from the South Shore. And if you go away from the South Shore for any point in time and you come on back, there's two things you notice to let you know you're home. It's a National Grid tank, and it's the Adams inside because it's bright red right there. You can see it anywhere on 93. So it was built in 1961. It changed names before it became the Adams Inn, but we have 106 rooms. We got plenty of function space. We got a full service
And you can use the gift certificate for function space.
You could use it,
You
know, you could use it for that as well. We have a gazebo that's right on the Neponset River. We have everything from birthdays to weddings out there.
Yeah,
we also host
and all the bodies have been dug up,
yes.
So you don't have to worry about any kind of state police backhoes interrupting function.
When I started off at the Adams Inn, I was a maintenance manager, and I made sure, Howie, if you're not going to find any of that stuff.
It put kind of a damper on the first debate of the 2000 election, you know, when they had to close those curtains. We don't want to see any skeletons coming up with it before the guy introduces whose brother put them there. Right. But that's all in the past
it's
now,
the
right,
past.
Paul?
It's a different place, Howie. It looks fantastic. The pub offers typical American, American pub food, but there's two particular items that we have. One's the Mahdi. You're not going to find that anywhere in Quincy. One's the Aquarius sauce with the chicken tenders. Delicious. If you go on the Adams Pub Facebook page, you can see all of that stuff. And it really is a hidden gem. The sunset goes down. Like I said, we have the function rooms.
Yeah. And you got the Sam Adams draft.
Yes,
and,
sir.
Yeah, that's where the Adamses are from. Or John
in the
Quincy,
summer,
yeah.
We host an event on the right on the water on the gazebo that we have out there, and it's we have a local brewing company that comes out there. It's totally free to the public. Live music. It's great.
Yeah.
Howie, I've been to an event there at the gazebo, a graduation party, and I have to say it is so beautiful. You really do feel like there's no way you're in Boston,
right.
Or like. You feel like you're at a resort or something. It has a very tropical, fun feel, and it's just like a really interesting place to be when you're on the water like that.
Right. And it's we're a long way from the summer now, but you can use these gift certificates anytime you
yes,
want.
Yes, sir. They're good. They're good.
Come down for the playoffs, the Patriots playoffs, you know?
Plenty of locals that hang out there, so, you know, if you're traveling from a different place, you can really, it's right there. It's perfect.
Got a text there. I work with Paul's brother Steve at the T. Steve is a good boxer. Paul looks just like Steve. I did a double take.
Well, I'm an identical twin. So
I guess that's why. I guess.
Wow, that's funny. Yeah, my brother does work for the T. So don't beat me up for that. But I applied. I failed the personality test. What are you going to do?
You have a good personality, Paul?
Apparently they didn't like it. Apparently they didn't like the personality.
Okay, so if you want to get these, these are $125 gift certificates. You can use it for a special event, for the Adams Pub, for a room, for anything. $125 gift certificates to anything down at the Best Western in Quincy. For $62.50, that's half price, and that's a good Christmas gift too. It's it looks it, $125 looks like you really, like you splurged.
Oh, you won't be disappointed.
Yeah.
You won't be disappointed.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Thank you for bringing in the food. I'm sure the VIPs are going to really enjoy the food, too, as well. So go to HowieCarShow.com, click on store, and it's right up there. And just you can go to the, it's right there, and it's the cheap bastard deal. And we only have a limited number, and these go really fast. The closer they are into Boston, especially on the South Shore, they go very quickly. And so we really appreciate you coming in, Paul. And again, it's the Adams Pub, and that's the Adams Pub and the Best Western Adams Inn Hotel and Waterfront Event Center. And these gift certificates are good for anything at the venue.
Yes, sir.
Anything. Everything. That's great. Thank you, Paul.
Thank
we appreciate
you, sir.
It. And again, HowieCarShow.com. Click on store, and it's right there. The cheap bastard deal of the day. And we'll open up the food for you guys as soon as we go to the next break. I'm looking forward to this, especially the chicken tenders. I'm a chicken tenders guy.
I created the sauce, by the way.
You did.
I did.
Give me a hint of what's in the
sauce.
I
can tell you off air, Howie.
Okay. Yeah, I don't want you to give away any trade secrets or anything like that.
The only reason why they keep me around, I offer pretty much nothing to them.
All right, I'm sure. Yeah, no, you're doing a great job. You're doing a great job. You're not going to get the pension your brother does, but you're going to have more fun.
That's okay. My ex-wife took most of what I had.
we're really going South Shore now. We're really going Quincy. All right, okay, Paul. Thank you very much. We're gonna take some calls. But you can stick around till the break. 844-500-4242. Peter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Peter.
Yeah, hey, Howie.
Hi.
You know, I watched that whole thing. First off,
I can't watch those shows anymore. You know, I just watch the excerpts. It's too exasperating. I mean, just even seeing Schumer today, my blood pressure was going through the roof, him talking about a fair trial, you know?
No, I was talking about James Comey.
But I mean any of them, any of those. They're all the same to me, you know? They're all out to get Trump. Why don't they just bring ropes with them and, you know, big ladles to be stirring the tar, you know, and feathers, you know, they're just, they're a lynch mob, a high-tech lynch mob, as Clarence Thomas would say.
You better watch your microaggressions, bro.
Sorry, I'm quoting a black guy, okay? I can, that makes it all right. A high-tech lynch mob. Wouldn't you agree, Peter?
Yeah, I agree, Howie, but there's one other thing. This whole thing is, I want to see these people taken down.
I do, too. I do too, but we have to wait, Peter. I mean, again, you heard Barr last week. He says it's going to take Durham until the late spring or the early summer. I sure hope so. Thank you. Thanks. 844-500-4242. Uber Jason says it's easy to say you can't watch them anymore when you have a staff that you pay force to watch that for you. Look, Uber Jason, everybody, they watch it the same way I watch it, which is they get the greatest hits. You know, there are guys, what's his name, Ryan Saavedra or whatever his name is, he tweets them out. Saavedra. He tweets out in perfect 20-second sound bites. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. Technology is wonderful. It's destroyed the newspaper industry. I'm very sad about that, but it's also made it a lot easier for me to be in radio. That's the way it is. Oh man, when I look back on those days, having to watch that crap for an hour or two every Sunday morning, and then draw straws, and whoever got the short straw had to watch it. And those people were more normal then too. 844-500-4242. Maybe it's connected, you know, the fact that they're so bad now because they know nobody's watching it all the way through. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Howie, how you doing? I didn't know if you I got an email last night. It was late last night. I guess shifted a town hall meeting this weekend out in California, and it did not go so well.
Really?
And I watched it. It's on YouTube. And I don't know if you got a chance to watch it, but oh my God, there was about probably 10 protesters there, and they were laying into him, screaming. Next thing you know, everybody in the whole audience started going up in arms because they were all you know, Democrats. And Schiff just stood there at the podium the whole time, did nothing. He just sat there with them beady eyes. And then they finally kicked everybody out of the meeting. But it was like, it was getting into fisticuffs and stuff. They were going at it in the meeting. It was pretty good to watch, you know. They were screaming at him,
Bill, I generally believe in civility, but I mean, these guys are so uncivil. You know, they really do deserve a taste of their own medicine, don't they, Bill?
They do. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think it's ridiculous that they've gotten away with as much as they have so far because I mean, if you went back, and I want to ask you this because you're a little older than I am, but if this would have happened back in like the 50s or the 60s.
It wouldn't have happened, Bill.
If it did, would there have been, I would think there would have been like a civil unrest, you know?
Yeah, but I don't think, you know, I don't think the Democrats would have ever attempted this, nor would the Republicans have attempted it against a Democrat president who hasn't done anything. I mean, that's what Trump's saying. Well, you know, why is this going on? I haven't done anything. It's totally ridiculous. 844-500-4242. And the thing is, you know, we talked last week about the similarities between the British election and what happened in 2016 here in the U.S. And did you see what happened the day after the British election? They had near riots in London. And these people were all, you know, they were all screaming and yelling. They lost the election 24 hours ago. And it wasn't like it was a close election. It wasn't like there were, there were missing ballot boxes. They got crushed. And so then they go out and they have near riots. It's like Antifa is out there. Resist racism, they were saying. And they were all white. Every single one. I know it's a white country, basically. But, I mean, every single demonstrator was white, and they were talking about racism. And this was the night after. I was watching it on the BBC, which is the left-wing thing. I wasn't on Sky, which is more, Fox-like. And they were interviewing black people, Jewish people, Indian immigrants, and they were all saying, "I'm not voting Labor." They're promising all this free crap that they can't deliver. Not to mention the fact that they hate Jews. You know, they have no decency. I mean, and how Democrat-like is it? You know, I mean, it's just they're not going to learn any. The Democrats aren't going to learn anything. The only thing they'll learn. They stole that election, just like they stole our election. And then you got these fools saying they're going to steal the election again. What do you mean again? On MSNBC this week, they're talking about how Donald Trump's going to try to get a third term. Are you kidding me? We got sound cuts from it. We just haven't got to them yet. 844-500-4242. And again, get online to get your cheap bastard deal of the day to the Adams Pub. And the Best Western Adams Inn Hotel and Waterfront Event Center, $125 gift certificates for $62.50, a perfect Christmas gift. Paul, thanks for coming in. I look forward to having some of your food. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the maestro of microaggression. He's Howie Carr.
This is Kevin from Brockton.
This is Karen from Boiling Springs, South Carolina.
This is Officer Mark calling from beautiful Stratford County, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
And of course, this is the last week the last few days to get your orders for the Howie Carr Show. Specials, the Deplorable Specials and the other specials, $19.99. Here it is, the Deplorables t-shirt. I'm holding it up now, proud to be a Deplorable, and it comes with What Really Happened, a $35 value for $19.99. Check out all that stuff, too. When you're going to get your cheap bastard deal, check out our specials at the HowieCarShow.com store. And $19.99 for all these great deals, book deals, and t-shirt deals. Charlie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Charlie.
Yeah, Howie. I had the misfortune to have to witness Chuck the Schmuck talking about, among other things, how Trump wants wanted the investigation into Biden against his political rival, which, as far as I'm concerned, the investigation on Biden should be done because he misappropriated taxpayer dollars long ago,
right.
Just like when Slick Willie there had his little fling with Monica. So
yeah. You know, Charlie, it came out over the weekend, too, that, you know, Hunter Biden, he was arrested for drugs in New Jersey, back in 1988, at the same time that his father was promoting all of these draconian drug laws, you know, changing the sentencing paradigms for crack cocaine as opposed to powder cocaine, and, you know, going after minority drug dealers as opposed to white drug dealers, white race drug dealers as opposed to powder. And it's just amazing that Biden has gotten away with all this stuff over the years. I mean, just everything. He just keeps making a fool out of himself on the campaign trail. Cut 42. Creepy.
Your teachers who touched them, figuratively speaking. Well, I hope you touch them and tell them how much you love them, too. But my point is, when you touch their hearts.
Should he really be talking about teachers touching students? I mean, is that a place he wants to go? Is that a place any politician wants to go?
That's pretty much half of our Police Blotter Facts Friday stories, teachers touching students.
Oh, my God. Somebody stop him before he does it again. No, don't stop him. It makes for good radio. Arthur, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Arthur.
Thanks, Howie. You know, I honestly think that Trump is having a big good time over this whole impeachment thing, because there for all the world to see is what idiots these people are and what evil scum they are, too. Because I don't know why this hasn't gone to the Supreme Court, because that's where the Constitution is interpreted. And any time one of the branches steps out of line, that's check and balance is supposed to be applied.
They are evil. It's more they're evil than anything else, I think, Arthur. They're out of control. I'm Howie Carr.